discuss Achron Shel Pesach. Shvi'i Shel Pesach is Kriyas Yamsuf, and Achron Shel Pesach is a takeoff of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. But in Chutz Laretz, it has like a shame b'fnei atzmai. It has a shayches to Mashiach Suda. So what's the essence of Achron Shel Pesach? So let's discuss that for a moment. There's a ma'isa with the Belzer Rav, that the first Belzer Rav was the Rebbe Shalom, the son of Shalom, and he was nifter, so he had a chassid who came looking for him. He already had passed, and he met his son, Rabbi Shula. And he handed Rabbi Shula a siddur from the Tefillah L'Moshe from the Ramak. And he opened up the siddur to take a look, and he saw a medrash, which he was mamish nishtoimim from that. But the medrash says that by Kriyas Yamsuf, the yam was torn into 12 tears, and then it says that the makam of that kriya, of that tear, is still discernible in the yam. And when Yeshua saw that, he was astounded by that, and he made a comment that a person who has heiliga oigen, he has holy eyes, and he comes to the makam of the yam sof, and b'dechil urechim urechim b'dechil, he makes the bracha with the hap and with the yira, Hashem will be able to show him the tear that was still left in the yam sof. And of course, he's referring to the Mishnah in Brachos Nandala Malav, the Mavarachim al Mavaras Hayam. That if a person comes to Mavaras Hayam, Rashi says the Yamsuf and the Yardin, he makes a bracha. Baruch Shasam Nisim Lavasin of a Makamazah. So I say that it could still be seen. Some say that that's a proof that the Makam Hakra is still Nikr in the Yam. But there's difficulty in that because the Pasuk says, V'ikveisacha loin aida'u. That the footsteps are not discernible anymore in the ocean. And Evan Ezra, Rashi say that there. So it's a little shver from other Maramakomas as well, whether that's taka true. Chavatzelis HaSharain, in his Sefer on Pesach, in the section of Shira Sayam, he quotes a similar medrash in the name of Haggadah Shel Pesach by Rabbi Lezer Nachman Pua, who was a Talmud of Rama Mipana. And he too brings a medrash which says that when Moshe came to the Yam Suf, he didn't want to open for Moshe. And he writes there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was toifes by, that he grabbed the Yam, and he tore him up into 12 sections, like a person tears his beged bezam in anger. And that's pshat uberuach arpecha ner mumayim. And the medrash goes on to say that from the sound of that tear, that's pshat and pasuk mikoyles mayim rabim adir mish bayam. That from the tearing open of the yam, all of the waters were crying over that tear. That's the secret of what he calls mayim boichim, nivkeyam. And then there too he concludes, and the makam of that tear in the yam sof can still be seen today. He goes on to have a very beautiful drush here, where he says that there were shnei dinim mekriyas yam sof. Bikiya and Kriya. Bikiya Sayam, as the Lashon of the Pasuk says. And then there's Kriya Sayam, Kriya Yamsuf. And he says, Kriya Yamsuf was only a din in the Yamsuf. So as Chazal tell us, and we'll see in a moment from Sashom from Belz Taich, the Chazal say, Vayivku Mayim, Nikvu Kol Hameim Asheba Olam. All the waters in the world split with Kriya Yamsuf. That din of Bikiya, Bakayam, was niskan by all the waters. But Kriya, the Kriya of the Yam, was only by the Yam Sof, because it had the Azus to say no to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem had to come and tear it open. And that tear is still discernible, to which he explains that since Bikiya is with all the waters, but the Kriya not, that's why we don't say that just like the tear is nicker in the Yam Sof, so too there's a tear nicker in all water. Because it has nothing to do with Kriya, it has to do with Bikiya. Anyways, in that sugi over there, It's a shvikel shver to say that there's an actual kriya in the yam. Like Rabbi Shua said, if a person has heiliga oigen, he could see it. But he was all shaken up by this medrash, and the question is why. So perhaps it's almost like a lishitasa to a maisa avort, which we have from the Sar Shalom, which is his father. The Sar Shalom had said, what's the pshat Chazal tell us, vayivku hamayim, kol mima shiva olama, she says, that all the waters in the world split. Why is that necessary? So the Tzaddik L'Sar Shalom says that water, mayim, is a simon for tzaras. Like the Umas Ha'ilim are called water. David HaMelech says Hayshieni Elokim kubo mayim anafesh, that the water is up to my nose, it's up to my head. Mayim hazidoinim, that's a reference to the Umas Ha'olam. So the Tzaddik Sasham says that the reason why Hashem split all the waters means to say that the issue of Kriyas Yamsuf wasn't only the Shaita, that it's for all future generations. If Yid is in a Tzara Klai Yisrael, that we can tap into Kriyas Yamsuf. There was a Pesach which was open from Kriyas Yamsuf and forever, that we could pull out of the Yeshuas for Bnei Yisrael. That's the what we say Kriyas Yamsuf every day. Every day we sing the Shira. Why? Because there's a portal which is open. That's the portal of Vayhili the Yeshua, Yeshua of Bnei Yisrael. And every day, like the Medrash says, Vayoyimru Lemor, they said to said, Ashira Lashem Kigo. They said, they made a commitment that we'll sing this song forever. And it's mamash forever, because Rashi says, Az Yashir, Tchiyas Amesim. So it's not the pshat that they sing it, and then they'll sing by Kriyas Yam, by Kriyas Yam, and then they'll sing it again by Tchiyas Amesim. No, that there's an ongoing Shira. We're connecting the Kriyas Yam of then with the Az Yashir La Salavai. And every day we sing that Shira, because that portal was open. Now, it's not a portal which is open from Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's not the Geula of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the portal of Kriyas Yam Sof. It's futuristic. It comes from the future. La Salavai, which Rashi says, the Lizman of Tchiyas Amesim. What we see from here, though, is that this Pesach is open for all future generations. And that's probably the pshat why it is, that in pshat and chazal, that the makam hakra is still nicker. It doesn't mean the literally still nicker. That it could be. But the reason why Bishula was so hot about this medrash is because he had heard from his father, bakal kol me'im b'sheva olam, which means to say that in a pneumistic way, there's still a crowd which is there, because if you had to tear it open again, no, you wouldn't be able to tear it open again. But the fact that there's a ration which is left means that somebody can come along and open it up again. It wouldn't take that much to open it up again. By Yom Ha'olim, we try to do that every single day. And this is Merumas in the Haftarah of Achron Shel Pesach. As the Pasuk says, V'hechrim Hashemes v'shon yam Yitzrayim, V'hein ef yod al anar bayam, Ruchai v'hiko l'shiv v'nachalim v'hidvip v'analim. And Yishai is talking about Hashem's going to split this sea loss of level two. Hashem's going to make a mesila, a path in the water. Like when they left Mitzrayim, the pasuk says. And Evan Ezra here says, Pirish hatam hachim hamaka kasher haisa remez lebekiyas yamsof. So in the Haftarah of Achron Shel Pesach, where we speak about the splitting of other waters again, it says just like Hashem split it by the yamsof. Why do you have to say that? Because the teretz is the reason why Hashem's going to split it again is because there's still a crowd which was left over for the Yom Tov. Otherwise, the Pesach have to tell you, like I split the Yom Tov. Because it's totally in the Yom Tov. And that's what kol me'im b'sheva olam nifku. That all the waters were opened up. They were opened up and there's still a crowd to mean that it can open again. It's interesting is that Achron Shel Pesach is a chof beiz nisan. And in the Kapitel Tehillim for chof beiz nisan, because it's broken down into the months, the Pesach says, Yosem naharos lamidbar. We say it every Erev Shabbos. Yosem naharos lamidbar. Then Hashem turns naharos into dry land. That's Chaf Beis Nisan. Doesn't just mean the Yom Sof. It means all Mimus Shabbat Olam. So really, the reason why Achron Shel Pesach is the Mashiach de Gazman, yet it's still the eighth day connected to Shvi'i Shel Pesach, it's not talking about Kriyas Yom Sof itself. It's talking about all the Yom Sof which will be split because of the Yom Sof splitting on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. It's the Hespashas of Shvi to Shmini, that all waters can be split because of the fact that Hashem split the Yom Sof.